Hi.
Hi, Alex.
It's not far away from the year.
Huh? How are you?
Good. It's far away from here.
I'm just eating my dinner now. How are you doing?
Put me on speaker.
How are you? Did you go out today? It was nasty, huh? Cold.
I got gossip. Like to eat.
You got apples?
Mm-hmm. I can walk, but I'll just walk.
Alex, I don't understand you, honey.
It's colder than it looks outside. It's like she's trying to remember, but it's gone. And you try to scream, but it comes out of the own. When you try to see the world beyond front door. To waste your time is the way around the gun. When you realize the gun makes sense, but you just gotta figure out what all this is for. It's the perfect time of day to throw all your cares away. Put the sprinkler on the lawn. And run through with my gym shorts on. Take a drink right from the hose. And change into some drier clothes. Climb the stairs up to my room. Sleep away the afternoon. It's like you dream, try to remember, but it's gone. Then try to scream, but no one comes out beyond. And you try to see the world beyond your front door. Take your time as a breath, make you smile when you realize the guy inside might make water. Just try to figure out what all this is for. Pinch me. I'm still asleep. Please God, tell me that I'm still asleep. What?
Such as this.
It's hard to tell if I exist. I don't know, no one recognizes me. If I pack the car and leave this town, you'll notice that I'm not around. I can pop it up when you're there. I just made you say underwear. I could leave, but I'll just stay. All my stuff's here anyway. It's like dreaming, trying to remember, but it's gone. And trying to scream, but now it comes out of yawn. When you try to see the beyond, where it's your front door. Take your time, use the way around me, but make it smile, only roll. So the guy misses, make it keep wild. Just trying to figure out all this is for. Can't you surprise what all this is for? Can't you try to figure out what's the door?
Who do you know that's in Florida that's sitting in oranges?
You mysticized quit, miss.
What, honey?
My piss, miss, jit, miss.
Oh, my God. This is terrible. Either I don't hear or you're not speaking clear. You're excited about something and I can't make out what it is. I love you. Why can't we understand each other?
Who is this?
Hello?
Hi.
Are you there?
Sure.
Now see if you can tell me one word at a time.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're spitting. Thank you. One word.
Okay.
Please, honey.
Sure.
I want to hear what you have to say. I'm interested.
All right. Harrison's girlfriend told him she moved across the country, and I said, she did that all for you? He says, that's what every girl's been telling you lately.
You got a package?
Yeah.
From who?
Mike Dick.
Who?
Mike Ditka. Uh-huh.
Who's Mike?
A kike.
What, honey?
Of Ike.
Oh, honey.
I like Ike.
When are you going to learn to... I think you need speech. You should have speech while you were going to school. You know, I don't understand a word you're saying. It can't all be me.
It's not. Don't
worry. Oh, my God.
Little brain
when are you going to come here one day and you'll tell me everything? I can't hear you, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to be happy with you when you say you're so happy you got something.
Yeah.
Now, what did you get?
News.
Food. Who sent it?
Harrison.
Who sent it?
My brother.
What, honey?
The kid who got rejected.
Did you get it from somebody you know?
No.
Oh, somebody you know sent it.
Yeah.
Who do you know that's in Florida?
My brother.
Who?
My brother.
You're who?
My brother.
Your dentist?
Mm-hmm.
Who's your dentist?
Some Jew.
What?
I said, smash you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. You can't even, I can't understand you. I mean, does anybody understand you or it's just me?
No.
Just me?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Okay.
That's nice. You got what kind of fruit? Oranges?
Yes.
Oh, how nice.
Thank you.
Is he a friend of yours?
No.
Eat the oranges. They're healthy.
Okay.
But I don't know who. Is it a friend?
It's my bad there.
What friend, honey?
Bro.
Who?
Like Rogan, only...
I don't know what you're saying.
Brogan.
I'd love to be happy with you, but I don't know.
Good.
What else you have to say that I won't understand?
Oh, Harrison's girlfriend moved away. And now she doesn't talk to him no more.
Everything that you've been missing and telling me. I love to hear your happiness.
No, you don't. You're lying.
How many oranges did you get?
A ball's worth.
A bag?
Mmm. Many dubs. Winslow.
Do you know the person who sent it?
No, they're a gay fag.
Who?
An old bag.
Hag. You said, oh my God, Alex, I don't know if I'll ever hear you on the phone.
Hmm.
I'm going to get a hearing aid. And if I get a hearing aid and it's that, then that's different. But I don't know. But I don't understand you.
Hmm.
And I want to talk to you. I love you.
No, you don't.
Did you give some oranges to Harrison?
Yeah.
Oh, was that many?
Yeah, he's the one who gave
them. Oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
Do I know the person who sent it?
Yeah, it was he.
Who?
You.
Who?
Me.
You?
Mm-hmm.
You mean you sent oranges?
I sent him the oranges to say thanks for being
I don't know what you're talking about. I thought you got it from somebody.
Mm-mm. No.
Oh. All right, Harrison. Alex, I don't understand anything you say.
Good.
It's frustrating to me.
Uh-oh.
I want to be happy with you.
Really? Why?
When you're feeling good and the weather's good, you come and visit me and we can
talk.
What?
No, Lo. Fajolo.
Otherwise, I don't understand you.
Oh.
Oh, God.
All
right, honey. That's nice. I'm glad you got a nice box of oranges.
Thank you, my love.
You better eat them. They're good for you.
I will, my
love. I have an orange every day.
I know, my love. I give them to you.
But I would get them, you know, from the grocer.
I know, dear. I pick them
out. Or tangerines.
I was there today. We know. Thank you, my lady.
Did you thank the person who sent it?
No. I don't thank myself anymore. Yeah.
So what's new, Alex?
Oh, Harrison's girl left him.
What, honey?
Yeah, who was this?
I love you. And I want to talk to you. But what good is it if I don't hear you?
Oh.
Does anybody else ever tell you that they have trouble?
Everyone else asks me to suck their dicks.
What, honey?
No.
Nobody else?
No. Just a bunch of cocksuckers.
It's my hearing.
Absolute cock meat sandwichery all up in the field day of sorts.
What, honey?
It's a brotherly love of PA sticking my nostrils in your pencils.
Too.
Thank you, my dear.
When will I see you?
I have no idea.
Oh, Alex, did you
Why?
Go for the shot?
Oh, my dear.
Do you want to
drugs.
Go for the shot?
Yeah.
Ask Harrison if he's gone for his shot. Maybe you go with him. He may know where to go.
My dear.
In the school or somewhere, you gotta get that shot.
Are you about to tell me you endorse child Nazis in Zimbabwe?
I got one. I have to have another one.
Yeah.
Two of them.
You and your whole tinfoil brigade, too.
What, honey?
Have a good arse time having Jewish lasers up your ass.
You. Oh, God, please let me understand you.
I'm sorry.
I love you. I want to talk to you.
But do you, though?
What? Oh, my God. Can you send it? I wish you had the phone and I had the phone, you could write it.
No, it's not.
On the phone. And
Absolutely.
Maybe when you talk to Suzanne, you put it out, you send it on the phone.
A gram.
You know, see, nobody talks to you on the phone. They'll print it out.
Yeah.
Maybe I ought to get that kind of a phone. And then you could print it out to me.
No one talks to me on
Maybe
the phone.
Maybe the next time I have to buy the phone, I'm going to get that kind of phone. Because I don't get no news from you that way.
Why?
I love you. Did you have your dinner?
No, my dear, I ate myself out all day.
I don't hear you. I think you're talking for spite. You talk low.
You got it.
I don't know why you're doing that to me.
I don't know either.
You're torturing me?
Yeah.
That's not right.
All right.
Now you're talking, you're whispering.
Why?
What are you doing that for?
Dope.
Well, I can't talk to you no more, honey.
All right.
I'm not going to strain my voice. And I don't hear you.
Okay.
So that's it.
I love you.
I love you.
I fucking love you. Carter, season 8. I fucking love you.
You'll tell me everything. Oh, don't change your voice. You sound like a fool. What do you want to sound like a fool? Talk right.
All right. My love.
Then you sound like a typical fool. Talk right like you should.
You're right. Hey.
Are the oranges good?
They're spicy and salty, like
good.
Lumptious.
You know what? Yes, you have a squeezer.
I will squeeze it. I'm going to make my orange juice. I'm going to squeeze
it. I have a squeezer here.
Well,
you can make
let's get the party
juice.
Started, then we'll make it the regular OJ Fest. It's an OJ team party, you know? Everything goes.
Hi, Alex, honey.
Why?
I have to say so good night because I don't understand one word you're telling me.
Who
that's
is this?
Frustrating to
the...
me. I want to talk to you.
Oh.
And I can't talk to you.
Why did he say?
Who do you? You don't want to change and talk, right?
No.
You're gobbling your words.
Me so sad.
I love you.
No.
You think I want to tell you this? Yeah, now you're making a sound. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night,
I
my
love.
Love
you.
I
but
love
I
you.
Can't hear you. You're not speaking properly.
Good.
Please.
Good.
Does mommy hear you?
Shut up.
When you talk?
Shit. Yeah.
Hello? Goodbye.
Bye. She's crazy, bruh. She's waiting for me to hang up for a call back. I have someone else I literally need to call. Oh my god. This is not going to go well either. I can just... My brother's like, see you 720. He's cute. This is gonna fuck down. I have to decide if I'm gonna call her back or... I hope she's okay. She won't ghost all. She didn't text me all day. I'll call her back one more time, and then I have to call Noni back. Alright. My mom got murdered by an ex-murderer on Valentine's Day. This is all really fucked. Because if they don't pick up on me, it means they're dead.
Hi, Alex. Maybe this is better.
Yeah.
Hi. Hello?
Eh.
Alex is better, I think.
How do you know it was me?
It says on my phone.
Thank you, love.
Right,
Noni,
sweetheart.
I'm scared about mom.
It's such a difference.
I'm scared about
I
mom.
You. I'm glad you thought of that. Maybe it's your phone. So what have you got to say?
I'm scared about mom.
What?
Mom hasn't answered me all day.
She hasn't called you?
Has she called you? My dear?
She, I think, went to... What is going on?
Probably are calling her right now. Oh, it is her calling.
Hello? 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 No, this phone is not good for you when you talk, Alex. Call me on the other phone. Myself. I hear you better.
Yes, my love.
I hear you 100% on this phone.
Oh, my God.
Huh?
Where's Mom?
Where's Mom? She went to a doctor today. I don't know. I haven't spoken to her. She didn't feel well.
Why?
She didn't feel good. Her stomach was hurting her.
What did he do to her? Did he axe her?
No, she has.
Why did he do that for Valentine's Day? Is he a cannibal?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they went out for the day. Did you call her?
Yes.
They may have went out for a Valentine dinner.
Oh, she just responded.
What?
She just responded.
No. I'm going to try reaching her, and I'll tell her to call you that you were concerned.
All right.
Okay?
I love
you. You never spoke to her today? Because I didn't. I know. In the morning, she said she was busy.
All right, slimy old bag. She just responded. We could call our whisker twos.
Okay?
Thank you, love.
I love you. Alex, it's like night and day. Don't use the other phone for me. Excuse me. Call me on my cell.
My dear, stop burping. It's quite disgusting.
On my cell.
Yes.
Because that's the only way I seem to hear you.
Wow.
Okay?
Whoa.
I love you, handsome.
I'm like a new person.
I was in person.
This is all pretty cool.
I don't curse.
I know, old banger.
If I can help it, I don't curse.
Whoa. Wow.
Don't you wish me a happy Valentine?
Whoa.
It's a Valentine day. You should have said happy Valentine to mommy.
Whoa.
Are you drunk?
What?
Are you taking dope?
Whoa.
The junk? You're taking drugs?
What?
I hope you're not. Your mind is going to go.
What?
And then you'll be in the hospital.
What?
You're going to...
Why?
Alex, don't act silly.
What?
I'm going to hang up when you talk like that.
Why?
No, I'm going to hang up.
Why?
What?
Why?
Why what?
Are you acting like it, though?
What are you talking about?
You're cool.
Alex, you don't make sense tonight. You're on drugs, and I can't stand anybody who's on drugs.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, I think you're a foolish boy. You had a good mind.
He was a skater boy. She said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her.
Alex, you don't make sense. When you have a good voice, you have everything good about you, and you're acting like a fool.
He was a boy, she was a girl. Can I make it any more obvious? He was a punk, she bent the violin. What more can I say? He wanted her, she never tell. Secretly she wanted him as well. But all of her friends stuck up their nose. They had a problem with his baggy clothes. He was a skater boy, she said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her. She had a pretty face, but he was everything. She needed to come back down to earth. Oh. 5 years from now, she's just at home. Feeling the baby, she's all alone. Simply busy, and she's even scared about rocking on MTV. She calls her parents and they already know. And they've got tickets to see the show.
Oh my gosh.
She heads along and stands in the crowd. Looking for a man that she wants turned down. He was a skater boy. She said, see you boy. He wasn't good enough for her. Now he's a superstar. Slamming on his guitar. Does he really think see what he's worth? He was a skater boy. She said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her. Now she's a superstar. Slamming on his guitar. Does he really think see what he's worth? Sorry girl, you missed out. But the fuck that boy's mine now. We are more than just good friends. This is how the story ends. Too bad that you couldn't see it. To the man that boy could be. There's more than the eye. See the soul that is inside of a cliff.
The boy, I'm just a corny ass lyrics there, but
any more obvious. We are in love, haven't you heard?
How we rock each other's world.
I'm with the skater boy, she said, see you later, boy. I'll be a backstage after the show. I'm in the studio, singing the song we wrote about a girl he used to know. I'm with the skater boy, she said, see you later, boy. I'll be a backstage after the show. I'm in the studio, singing the song we wrote about a girl he used to know.
Pretty motherfucking miraculously, like, legitimate, so Mother Declan, I can't Declan to say into words that people become famous and do so many rich and bougie mother cuntin' things. They live their life, they do their show. I can't ever express the way I'm actually feeling, that the way I always found out my reality-bound, perilous doomsday of a clock device I call living real life. It's not even in the cards. It always gone sharply away. And surely night is day. I became so effing gay. But I am now living the exact fantasy I always wanted, and even more than anyone could bother and knock at the door. Because Ryan is now taken out to a date this week at some point. And would it be time? The girl I was obsessed with my entire life, that I heard this song in third grade, Summer Campery, with just gawking, staring at her as her crackhead mom didn't come to pick her up on the last day, and she was stuck in the rain with the counselor. And that chick, who's our fucking counselor, she, like, was such a pivotal role in my life because she was annoying, like Kristen Doty from Vanderpump Rules. Just that person was her. But this girl, I saw her as the skater girl in Avril Lavigne. She was everything, and it's such a beautiful song, but I didn't appreciate it at the time. I had my dad. My grandma literally got crippled to be, like, in a wheelchair in the hospital, so our life was see her in the hospital in a free moment because she had nothing. It was withering away. Her husband died of cigarettes. Thank you for smoking. No Two-Face, though. It's just War Machine. It's broccoli then. I don't know. That's Iron Man. Right. The skater boy. Was I the skater boy? Was Ryan? No one actually embodies the tongue told, and truth behold, archetype the one would fathom. See there, pen otherlessly in the divest of days. You are in dire need of a new trend in ways. And I can supply some type of idea, but I can't always comply with the new status for real. Hopefully this helps. There's no way it will, but we could try something.
Hello?
Millie, what up?
Yeah.
What city you in, big homie?
Yeah, we on the block, man. Philly.
We on the way.
Alright, we gonna have a bike one that just call me when you get here.
Finna come through like a boss.
Before all the weird activism shit with Mills. Well, that's when he got bags for fucking riding a bike. We'd be to a black man to get arrested for riding a four-wheeler, am I right? My God. I'm horrible.
Look, I be riding through my old hood, but I'm in my new whip. Same old attitude, but I'm on that new shit. They say they gon' ride me, see me never do shit. Cause they know that's the reason they gon' end up on a news clip. Audemars on my wrist. Bust down, we popping bottles like I scored a winning touchdown. Remember me dead broke, look at me up now. I run my city from South Philly back to uptown. Thank God all these bottles I pop, all this paper I've been getting, all these models I pop. I just sold 100,000 for my album got dropped. And I'm only 23, turn the shit now. Look at me, look at me. I'm a boss like my nigga Rose Ray. Shorty asked me for a check, I told that bitch like no way. Cause I made it from the bottom, it was never no way. And I never had a job, you know I had to sell, yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Bitch, I'm a boss, I'm a boss. I call a shot, call a shot. I'm with the murder train, call a cop.
So, we still graduato and tweet Cincha del Meath grow into mightily oldly into Dumpton junkie twee. I am Cinch all del Dempin Dumpin tish that impacto Ryanistica del circulate me accept my arc. I am them making it like a successful startup o that grows with the curves, not deceaseries, stars. Del accomplishato to by hard work, focus, and dedication to passion above all haters and elsish. It was my way harder to prove and not consequence when I started doing it right. I was doing my faith things. I just didn't only problem act is then I didn't know if dump I didn't tell my favorite passions. I didn't want to admit if I'm always breath talking like I'm someone else someone. I want to be never quite del sure how people just do a look at me and wait this twan, lane in peace, paired once the century, putrid, pieckle. It never doth brandeth emperor Dwayne and lay wake at the thought that it probably is me. Sorry, it's all a little weird. Wasn't aware. Portnoy is like my old boss, a fool. One week, he's only TikTok, and one person says, oh, TikTok is old this week, blah. Laugh my ass off, ran differently, now it's Clubhouse. Okay, cool name. So fleeting, so confused, you don't know the trends, you're just making it alone. Laugh my ass off, everyone you're telling to Saints just join Clubhouse, join.
Nigga, I ain't got no friends. No one done invited me, but they like that. It's your fault. This is a club, like everything out life. Okay. I know how Barstool does make sense. Tokens, like, people want to hear nerds jerk each other off on pricey custody talks for hours if they, you know, have hot brand names. That is intellectual, or so she says. Nah, that is retarded. It's better luck for a computer in the back end, mofo. Clubhouse is cool to an extent, but people want to feel like the Wolf of Wall Street and Big Short people. Don't want more stupid-ass conference calls and Tish with no input, just another cog, another sheep, trying to desperately learn that Ish isn't cool. It just makes it feel dumb. And you gain nothing because it was so esoteric and just threw you off track to begin with. No token. Fuck that, you have bad taste, and your bosses are all fakers and assholes. I'm my ass off, in a search of this Dell-ish, sorry. I'm sorry, it was more for me than for you, you know. Yes, I am aware how schizo I sound. Tokens all. Tell me what it's like being a woman coaching for the Super Bowl team. You must have been raped and overcome every rape in life. She's like, actually, I just always been my whole life that way. So I just see it as always being me. Token's Kool-Aid drink drops to the gritty green meal turf of another Astro Handler. She pauses in sage. But we're women. I have nothing in common with you or value here. Or really anything if I stop being a woman. Bah! I'm a woman! She's like so overly appropriatico. It's women, Batish. Wildin. When you realize you are ideologically entirely different from the person you were speaking to. Sorry if I'm triggering PTSD from the first episode of Call Her Daddy, but sorry, not sorry. She does what I do, just immediately change your life point of view and saying you're all for all the tish, but you're for it. It's just, oh, I don't label. I don't, bruh. So, thank you, one of those after that. It was all on womanhood meant nothing to her accomplishment or whatever. Terrible. Absolutely sad. I'm the same way. Only I'm probably more women than you guys are. Oh my god. I don't know if that says something really bad about me or something increasingly clandestine about me. I was forged in fire by brittle Tilsh daddy gang abuse. It takes a lot to go through it. You want to kill yourself every day. Leave it to a black woman. She won't brunt if their sage being a woman was a hurdle. She's like, bah! I am so black woman who coached in the Super Bowl. My life is a motherfucking hurdle. Why a whole entire family would ban Emperor Delvedly? I'll probably get canceled from Anchor 2 now. She done dentifully, darkly, derby, sage, and do watch, do wop, do withery love. Amazing fire content. And being all, I wonder if Jer knows how good Larry is, laughing at herself. Well, now it's, I wonder if Portnoy knows how good I am. Being channeled on SNL. So delusional. So true. This is it. Life, he said. If before you had pain, you had pain straws, now he dope them, got them naturally. They were always questioning the if I'm gonna want
Heyman? Nah. He escaped the generational that income on Dwayne's cell phone plan. He just wants to use our library for printing. Whoa. Oh, give me a damn. Beautiful. These are hardcore old school artistry. Weird. My brother giving me all this shit, calling me a pussy for not leaving my apartment into the Brooklyn ghettoized warfare and not wanting to go to the UPS store alone. As I'm reviewing where I have to go today, go out, take a stroll, they say. It'll be fun, they say. Yeah. This is the second time this week that as he's yelling at me for being soft-ass pussy-lipped but hurt face for not wanting to walk outside to a spot close by, that street has a robbery or a stabbing at the exact minute he tells me to go. Yeah. Like, that street. That block, that street. It's not a coincidence, there's just a lot of those here. And he's putting on some fake pussy arse image, trying to... I shouldn't talk shit about my only one friend, but... trying to make it seem like Club Med. Just for spite. Also, I like French excuseries, not done when do it things. Sure, of course, but you're also public enemy number one to the N-words. Because of your face, your demeanor, and your mother Eklund life, B. Now I'm planning the trip to see if anywhere left government buildings or police stations can be on my route, but that hasn't stopped me from being jumped before. There's a literal place called Shelter Pizza, because you need a motherfucking shelter. Anywhere else, mayhem. They know what it is, the name. Match grittiness of this wild Eklund West town, idiot. Beautiful Jew girls love the water and want to get fucked. Yo, morons, for Tuesdays? Ah! I was forced. I think this was a running joke. And your bro laughing. Oh, ish, a park? Drop a lot of glass. Next, now I sound like Noni. Ish. 2 weeks in Brooklyn, ish. Even the U-Haul is called neighborhood dealer. As Noni would say, oh, back in the neighborhood, ish. Barry with Kent. Thank God it's not gay like Wyatt. Let's hope it's a small two avenues and three streets. They're short, highly impoverished, ghettoized, but less violent than Kent State-ish. They're like Shadi Weta Akbra. I don't know. Something about the unbiased, pure, rational, logical preaching. It's what drives the internet. Then they'll command some horizons. My boy Chai sends you his Nazi propaganda, but you're afraid to send him SNL-ish now, it's terrible. And you thought Nope was too liberal. Absolutely awful. Stephen Nope is like surprisingly my best friend with a dream car, some fat gambling lard who like AJ from my old company with Denny new for clubs and groups, LOL Beltish. Ah, oh, this Igra lost some up in our money trend in mode duckling life, bruh. Yet you're such a good friend, you know. He's fattish, so here. If you're black, you grew up with me as a kid. If you're white, you know me from watching. Or this right now, the Gina King opening motto. Huh. I get mad in the morning when people taking out garbage from funny weekend nights. It's just turned me lonely and so lonely. Lonely. Oh, so lonely. If you leave me alone. When you give someone a compliment and in their voice it gets high nervous like, oh, you shouldn't have. It shows they all talk about you. Bad. Me? I have a thick, detailed, rich character development. like my cum making masterpiece. Where's that cue? All of SNL right now is themed about being an idiotic, awkward loser. I've been wondering where they got it from. It's not every day you get parodied by a biggest nut. Some of the cast members, they told him, you're making them feel weird laughing at myself. Got his just Brent being me making art, and Lauren is like, go away, Kyle. I don't like you. You heard that, life? If you don't want to be a loser, you're gonna have to stop acting like one. I never often said that, but I never said I was looking for any many ma of any everything. Or all many, I don't know. I was like a meaty. But like, what the actual octo? I don't know, it's a dilemma. I'm not acting like a loser. I'm being as this is what I think people are losers. I'm just most instinctively one. I don't need you guys. I have Metal Gear Solid. Classic. This is such a motherfucking beautiful song. Now we're going to play some true hood ramblings of a philosopher from the yesteryear who has suffered and struggled more than any American that I've personally heard of, aside from Elon Musk. No, it's not Joe Rogan, but it's just as good. Ergo for twine life, long committed tetra, duda, unconscious, felt, eliminatio, a bias, all people are trying to do is help me, and I always say they wrong. Everything can be contained. Nothing has to be unused. Space is just half to geometricize it. Well, maybe done Chunga. I could have done different. Duba Dwight and Delphine, Dumb Dublin Dog, Duphine, Hamstem, Zam, Del Quake, Alfred, Leffley, Eflet, Garbage today, and Del, you know, like, fold laundry, pack ups, ups ish. And take it, blonde, dull, gala, door bump. I mean, I think I would have pieced of my old wire wall that pushed so dangerously lazy from. Dublin, on the radio, Coinbase patience you got. And Mo Dunklin down home from you. Your breath Dublin is like Coinbase reaches out and then sub-dubs you. If I was forced to, I would have felt that would probably wipe me out for the day. That would endure me this and be guys not in jokes, but I'm out in film for a good day. I wrote this coming up early. Okay. Are you serious? Up? May as well done those things straight out of Compton. Your bra is so annoying.
Trader Joe's ish. He's saving all the angry live forces astray with me. I got skunk walking all the planes. He would do let myself. Traders? Let me go to Whole Foods, as you said it's the highest quality. He's like, Traders, it's better. I'm like, okay. No need, let me ask off. The change is like, I think he wants to say he did it more sometimes ish than actually have it. I was like that forever, bro. Yo, I've done no Navy Beach to an amp sync anything. Damn. We got the nod from that spot in that Montauk there. That was a sad thing. My mom wanted to go on. Now your brain changes. Dad should have done died. He should have done died because he can't get you into Navy Beach. Dundell invents only, y'all fads. Only hot blowjob wipes. So club lights of St. Joe. They hated us. How do you know it was a rejection? Because the person has a scramble on their face. If it was something else, it wouldn't be done in the way. For the, oh, we can't serve you dinner. This place doesn't allow for that. We don't have dinner and no one eating dinner, but when you arrive and everyone eating laughing. That's happened to me like every single time though. Always how it goes. Your mom so like my ex, like wanted that awfully fun friend, like you guys changed. Oh god, we are a piece of ish. It's invite only. That is why he died. Why he should have died, or so you convince yourself. You sickly thing. But now that Elfley, you and your bro also get rejected from the club steakhouses and losers, or One Oak, to name a few drafts, I'm only surprised it's not done more. I'd be very curious as to why more places wouldn't say no. We broke, and we are consumers. We have normal hair, color hair. I feel like pink hair is New York more likely to get you in nowadays, though. Wow.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light
on. Right. I have some more to read, though.
Heavy glow. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there. Waiting for Danny the girl is singing songs to me beneath the marquee.
The sun is about to get so something brand beautiful. I'm not gonna be able to fucking contain my pants. This song is so meaningful to me.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on. Heavy glow.
By the way, I tried to say I don't know. Waiting for.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on, heavy glow. By the way, I tried to say I'll be there, waiting for
his voice is not there, right?
And the girl singing song for me, and then the marquee, all alone. By the way, I tried to say I'll be there. Waiting
in the memento. I guess in the memento. I guess in the memento. I guess in the memento.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on, heavy glow. By the way, I tried to say I'd be there, waiting for Danny's the girl singing songs for me beneath the marquee. Oh, oh, so. By the way, I tried to say I know you. From before, standing alone to see the show tonight, and there's a light on, heavy glow. By the way, I'm trying to say I'd be there, waiting for.
Fuck you, want back?
How are you?
I made 8K today, so been better. I made 20K last week.
That's not really good.
You're right. I guess I could afford to be a drug addict a little longer. That is pretty good.
Yeah, you can afford rent, you can afford drugs, and I don't know if you're buying toys anymore, but I'm guessing you would be able to afford toys.
Yeah, no, I'm buying toys, but I'm just doing it so I can have 4 years of drug-free rent, and I could, like, learn how to code in peace. It was a good deal. 4 years.
I mean, that's pretty
gay, sir. Yeah, but
like
you...
So
yeah, in such a nerd way, but in the I did it in the worst absolute way man-made possibility. Yeah.
Not really. I mean, you didn't rob anyone. You did it.
No, I just had to be in. No, I made myself an entire pain forcibly because.
Okay.
It's
wait,
how
I
people
serious,
drug.
Wait, I have something to ask you. Two things.
That's so weird.
One, do you have any photos of our old podcast left?
Yeah.
Like as a screensaver that it would come up as?
Yeah, they're also on the internet. Like, if you just Google the podcast, they're all on the internet. All the
yeah,
things.
What was the name of the podcast? Call Her Daddy what?
Busted.
Call Her, thank you. I was trying to remember it a few weeks ago. I was like, Call Her Daddy Decoded? No,
yeah.
That's not right.
It was a really good time.
Word, no, because I need to change my Instagram picture. One off with Sarah. And I was like, it would be cool if I put the fucking V for Vendetta Rick and Morty shit on there as my profile pic. I think that would be cool.
It's so funny that you didn't want to use that when you were delusioned on drugs because you thought it would fuck with the Illuminati, but it just ended up pissing off like liberal white girls.
I actually always thought it was cool. I was like, yo, that's actually.
Yeah, no, people didn't even like really hearing like my horrible voice and you not conscious, but people clicked. People clicked on it because of the name, but it was really the photo that made people click. The quality of the photo was the reason why it got 100,000 fucking views or whatever.
Yeah, bro, the Call Her Daddy fucking picture doesn't come up. Oh, Apocalypto comes up, but
it's there.
It's not. I'm on Google Images, bro. The only thing that comes up is the Venom. Oh wait, no, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
No, I search it all the time.
The original one. There we go. Okay. This one's so funny. I love the picture. Like, you put the perfect... I love this fucking thing, bro.
Good.
The perfect Trump face over the blonde girl. It's just so great.
Yeah, I know. It was perfect. It was
it
perfect.
It really was fucking... I remember the
it
first
was
time
the best.
I saw it, I was like, yeah, we're gonna go places with this. And then it was just...
We were. Yeah. No, it was also shitting on the only thing that people loved so much, those idiot girls, and they were the only ones who were clicking on it, first of all. So the weebos and nerds who actually listened to the podcast actually said it sounded like two Ivy League depressed, anxious students fucking arguing in a match, and apparently some people want...
Arguing in a match, literally just fighting with each other.
Yeah.
Everyone else's amusement.
Sort of. Some people actually did want to get into that. We just never found the audience that was attracted to that sort of thing because we did the opposite.
That was the thing that I said the whole time was that, yo, it took years for Joe Rogan to get, like,
I know, bro. Then you just went to rehab and quit. Exactly. I mean, I still podcast every day, but, yeah.
It's nowhere near the level it was with
No.
me. I'm sorry to tell you that.
Yeah, but it's also because we got removed off iTunes, but... Like, that's actually how Yeah. Everything was fine before iTunes. Well, after you quit, it all... I would have found a way for us to get back on iTunes, but, like, I didn't have enough thinking power at the time because we weren't actively talking because I was on drugs and you were, like, free. So, yeah.
Still free. Regardless, thank you.
All right.
How's life? How's everything, I guess?
Actually, not that bad. And my brother who gets laughed at by the kid he went to college with, probably because the girl is, like, saying, I'm going to get engaged to this kid. I don't even know who this kid's, like, college best friend was or who he lived with. And they know how fucking weird I am from knowing me and the guy and the girl.
From knowing.
No, from me, but the guy... the guy went to Cornell and he's smart and charming and from Binghamton, New York. But he's 6 foot, like, six. And skinny and frail and 6 foot six. And he has a pretty sexy girlfriend. Like, yeah. She's like a solid 8.2. And squishy and shit. And and a lot of freckles and, like, tan and shit. Pretty bad. And, yeah, my brother is one of the only kids who, like, he still, like, talks to. Because, obviously, like, my brother does the opposite of shit I do. So, apparently, people don't dead my brother. They just get too cool for him. And this kid
they
who, like,
loved him. They might not dead him, but they definitely don't like him.
No, bro, they're only, make no mistake, they have him on the call so they could shit on, like, me and him after the call. But, like, we're kind of like the dinner for schmuck entertainment for these people. So, my brother's shooing me over again. We watch.
At least you know what's happening.
I actually only knew from you. Because.
Word. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yo, you say at least you know. I'm like, I didn't know. And. No one ever told me what was going on. And now I tell my mom, and she sort of knew, like, 30%. But
she just couldn't tell you guys because she loved you?
Yeah, but there's also, like, some shit she doesn't know because I think something may have happened to her as a child or some shit. Like,
it's so funny that I would just be able to point things out so simply to you. Just
yeah, you're normal. I know, you're normal.
Look. I don't understand myself as a human being, but I understand how human beings act.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Nate understands it for how human beings should act.
Your stories are hysterical, and they can raise someone to being famous. You can't tell them, because then it's too fucking creepy.
That's exactly what SNL said.
Exactly. I mean, I said it first, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I realized it years ago. I realized it when Stephen Farber and Zach Bright were doing it.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, you guys are just popular for telling Troy and Oaken stories. Like,
yeah.
All we've done is, like, fuck you, Zach. Fuck you,
right.
Bro.
I know. So, it's really fucked up about me and my brother.
You call me a bad friend, but even in high school, the only fucking kid that stood up for you guys with the popular crowd was me. I was always like, yo, can we not, like, be faggots about this? Like, try and open up the cool ones. These are lame. No matter what you say, there is no doubt that I always had you as Tries back.
You started some war with me when you became sober, and then you made it about you not wanting to work with me or something, and called me, like, a racist for a time, and then I started calling you a racist,
no,
and myself gay.
Racist shit.
I was
racist.
I still battle with the racism. I write poems about it on the daily, about how I could be less racist and more of a sane druggie that doesn't have to blame others. I try, bro.
Bro, you literally sent racist messages
and I got mad that you were. I got mad that you were calling me out for something that literally happened in my life. That I invited
you.
That I asked for help with for you to defend me in a non-legitimized court-like situation where the stakes were just as high because it was a lawyer who could fucking sue us today.
I didn't realize how high the stakes.
Yo,
were.
She's a lawyer that she could end me with like two notes or whatever or like a phone call and
yeah. Yeah.
How did you... Yeah, I realized that you were more of a con artist, though, when you didn't realize how high the stakes were. I'm like, oh, he's, like, nearly, like, on my level of, like, not knowing about the person. Like, you understand... You understand common sense things, but, like, there's, like, all the Illuminati shit you just, like, refuse to understand. So by indirect sotence,
no,
you actually never learned...
I just thought that I would to be able to manipulate her, and I was like,
No, that's the thing.
What I realized is that I can only be that manipulative and that good of a liar when I'm high. I don't have the capacity to do it while sober. I can't, like, do it.
Yeah.
I don't have the capacity.
There's some earnesty owning, modesty, and when you...
Ego-reducing
figurative things, and I've faced these walls. That situation was definitely...
That wasn't a wall. That was of your own making, bro.
Yeah, no, but finding out that I'm legit about to go to jail if this woman chooses to, that we made up fake-faking counsel.
Yeah, that was a horrible plan.
So, no, but I've also been about to go to jail, and you have been about to go to jail, and we've both thought that we could write an essence down and everyone would be forced to love it, that it must be a TV show because we said so or whatever. And I need to learn to code that I can do it. But, you know, bro, when you spend 8 hours and, like, you're literally crying and, like, you have to shit your pants, but you're more hungry, but you're more sleep-deprived and hungover from doping, and your grandma's calling you and your mom's calling you. And, like, they're literally about to call the cops if you don't respond to them, and you're just trying to finish one little thing for the code, and everything seems to come to hit all at once. You weren't as good as you thought. That was what I found. But I think you found that in rehab. But when you forget that one moment is when you take one bit too much, and everyone bumps into that. If you think of a wall coming at you as you're trying to push the wall forward, and you knock your head into it harder, it hits you back, which was what rehab was for you and what drug using ends up being for me, that taking girls on dates thinking I was fucking
a madman. Bro, so I'm going to give you a rundown of what I think is going on with both of us.
Yeah, sure. I thought you were telling me your best.
So there's a very, very, very thin line between insanity and intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
And I would say, at the end of the day, I still think you're a highly intelligent person.
Thanks, Bill.
Just like I think I'm highly intelligent as well.
Yeah, no, you have always thought you were more intelligent than everyone else, and I have always thought that too. Only the issue is when you prove it to yourself that it doesn't matter. No, Julius Caesar needed a gypsy to whisper in his ear after he conquered a little bit more of the world. In his ear, you are not a god. You are going to die one day. That's what he paid someone to whisper in his ear after he conquered Wales.
Can I finish what I was going to say?
I know what you're going to say because I probably know it. Well, I understand. I understand. Well, that too, but you literally can't be of the highest level to make those movies, A Clockwork Orange and Citizen Kane, unless you're literally...
I don't think I'm intelligent like that, but I think in terms of creativity, I think you have that type.
Yeah.
You're extremely creative.
Oh, no, so I'm more able to visualize that more, that I can't do anything the way that I am told to do the thing. The only thing I can do is break the problem that I was asked to already bring forth and create a new problem and, like, solve a new problem I create, and that's kind of my solution. I never can do something within the constrained lines that someone else asked me. I have to make it my own fucked up way.
There's an easier way, buddy.
Yeah, no, but it's part of my process, yo. It's part of the whole shtick. It comes with the territory. I've never found it desirable to do it the way other people do it. Nothing. It's gone. It's in the fairy dust. That's why. And Elon Musk is a lot like that, but he actually does shit.
That's what I'm trying for these days, buddy. I just have to keep the fucking...
Of the CIA.
Insanity. I have to keep the insanity at bay. But sometimes it gets the best of me. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
I've written about that too. So I could tell you, it's cool. We're telling each other, we're being nice to each other. Feels really weird.
Are you high?
I'm about to dope in a few minutes after I eat cereal and comic book a little.
Bro, the funny thing is that I couldn't eat cereal anymore because my stomach was so fucked up.
I don't do dope. I don't do anything like a normal person. I need to make it so that I'll be the cheapest fucker or the least used doper, but does drugs more than anyone while doing less drugs than anyone on drugs. It's so weird. Like,
bro, it's weird that I'm fucking texting Corey Podstuka. So
wow.
Life's weird, alright?
Are you actually getting a pizza with her? Oh.
I think I'm taking her out for sushi on Wednesday.
Are you actually, though?
I think so. I asked her. She said she was down to drive.
Why is she... Oh, she said she's down to drive.
Yeah, to Long Beach. So I was like, we could go somewhere near you. And she was like, no, I'll come to you. And I was like...
I've had girls say that when they weren't sure and they wanted to take the wheel, and she might suck you off, but it doesn't seem like she's, like, looking for, like, anything long-term. But that's so cool.
I'm not even looking for anything long-term. I just want to fucking put it underneath my belt. Like,
a
yeah,
girl only has two buttons. Am I going to hit it, or am I going to cuff it? If not, then why the fuck is it near me or looking at me?
Well, some girls actually appreciate my friendship.
Am I going to hit it or am I going to cuff it? The girls who want to be your friend are looking for like the wifing or maybe just raw sex too when they're too confused.
Bro.
No girl will be friends with someone that they don't want to fuck. So if a girl has a gay best friend, the hotter the girl, the hotter the gay best friend. And ugly fucking fat bitches have gay Emilios and so on. Why do you think none of the hottest fuck, like, celebrity bitches and, like, college thoughts, that if they have a gay dude, he's, like, fucking 7 foot Mike Zornberg and wears, like,
Cuban. Yeah, good looking gay dude. Word.
Yeah. Girls will not befriend a guy unless they want to fuck him. And if you're a girl's friend, she's thinking you're not hitting on her, playing coy and cute. Because if you actually don't flirt at all with a girl, they get fucking insulted. So I assume you're flirting a little bit with your eyes, or else they wouldn't want to be friends with you. But that's neither here nor there.
Yo, bro, what's good with you? Why are you acting chill?
I wrote a lot. I had so much loss, and then some gains.
Oh, bro, you made a lot of money today. That's what it is. Okay.
Yeah. No, right. No, right. Not only is my apartment, like, the nicest fucking thing I ever could have asked for my entire life.
Bro, it's $2,500 a month. Fuck that.
No, but I have sunlight. Like, it's such a nice place.
Oh, word. After months of living in darkness, you're like...
I have a literal gorgeous...
for sunlight.
And I have my brother around. Like, I was not seeing people for, like, months at a time. Like months and months.
Do you even want to see
it? It turns out it's better than nothing. Clear the thought. No, that's not true. That's not true. He's really fucking annoying. So it's not.
Hey, listen, bro. You tried, but yeah, I don't dig it.
No, he is making the mistakes I have made for so many years, but. He thinks he's really smart because he hasn't had enough failure in one direction, only with women. But he's been doing really well with his career, so he's on that flow. He's on a wave like a drug dealer who hasn't gotten caught yet.
Or like a Mona who hasn't gotten caught yet.
I knew you still thought about your ex.
No, I'm just joking. Dude, you're the only one who knows Mona.
I know, but you like brought her up instantly. Like I don't think about her, and I literally use her toys every day. But you guys, I know you and Trier probably try to solve some fucking like algorithm in your head. Like how does Ogun still drug?
How much do you have? Out of curiosity.
I got 3 buns.
Didn't you buy like? Year ago?
I was only buying 3, and she gave me 4, I think, yeah. I only set out to buy 3. And she gave me 4 for... She actually gave me a similar to a Ryan deal, only I didn't have to pay, like, you and her.
Bro, I only...
You only stole a little, you only upcharged 4 and stole 10% of the bag. If... Maybe
30%. No, I think I only upsold $10 too. I really gave you a good deal for what it was. I would get him for 50. You got it for 60.
I think most stories of people
at least pay for the subway ride to get to you.
Okay. Thank you.
No, yeah, bro. What are you talking about? All I asked for was the ride to you. Yeah, I
no, but you have also said that you robbed me in other places, which you're going to deny, like, when we got into
college. No, I definitely, at times, when you were asleep or something, I would take, like, a little bit out of the bag, just a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. No, I would never lie about that, of course. I'm fucking dopey.
No, but aside from my brother, like, being, like, annoying, like, thinks that he's know-it-all, it was a little concerning, but entirely expected that you had professed fantasies of, like, saying, fuck it, I need to know that I have a place to just dip and go to drug if, like, shit hit the fan, and, like, everyone needs, like, a backup plan. But, like, your backup plan is going to do dope when it all falls together, and that doesn't sound like someone who's, like, but it's not about what it sounds like, even though it is. Like, what really...
This has been a backup plan since I got sober.
Well, it was always the plan.
It was always the plan. I said I'd see you in a month.
What? Oh, yeah. You said... Oh, I didn't know... I didn't know you meant, like, you were doing dope, but I'll see you. I don't know. Yeah, it's crazy though when you hear about like Googs' dad who like did dope after 20 years and like died immediately. And like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
The plan is actually to never do it again. I'll just go back on That's the plan.
Can I tell you what I think? About the whole... No, okay. So, drugs are so much of the problem, but I think people get cured from drugs and don't realize that the problem was what caused the drugs to begin with and wasn't caused by entirely the drug. Other problems caused the drugs, but what led them into rehab doesn't leave rehab, just the drugs leave it.
I mean, some people are just fucking born addicts,
dude. It's okay, so yeah.
Hold on, let's just go with me.
Yeah.
Was there ever a time that I got messed up like a normal person?
Yeah.
When?
No, that's back though to the hard headed nature of thinking you're the best, but also saying that you're reclined. Yeah. So for you to be reclined to what some people just are, and yeah, that is your thing, and I made my thing forever not being able to code because I was someone who couldn't sit down for long periods of time and do coding work. You feel me? That I couldn't do it. But I literally still can't do that. So all I do is I code for 10 minutes or if something's really good, like 45 minutes a day.
What are you coding, out of curiosity?
No, I... Well, so to get hired as a coder, you have to learn how to find data sets with algorithms. You have to write code to find shit. That's how they test you. So that's, I signed up for this.
So no, you're just coding to learn data.
No, but I built a Netflix clone. I was in the middle of a TikTok clone. It's just the app, but they teach you how to make it with like new software that like Facebook makes software frameworks and like platforms that people can literally just have on their regular code. And you just say, import the new Facebook develop thing, and that's literally so you have like ways to like code things that people use. I coded some video games like the Snake game, the Flappy Bird game, shit like that. Like I did some video, like you could code anything in any area. Medical software, you could code accounting software, you could code shit for rockets. I had clients like that. It's just about what area you are, but you have to know how to code first and foremost. And algorithm writing is actually almost entirely different than like coding for one specific thing. An algorithm is, it's usually related to data, but it's also what you need in like the very specific fucking rocket science shit. It's so nerdy, and I never thought it was for me until I was forced to, because I thought I still don't have no other choice because I'm fucking annoying and no one's gonna hire me for like anything where I have to talk to people. Yeah, that's why. That's like what led me, because Gleb said to me that I couldn't do it. I was trying to fucking learn some parts of code that our clients were doing and write about it. And Gleb said, don't include that code. I said, but I found it on Google. Everything checks out. He says, if you knew what you were doing, you'd be working for the client doing it. So there. And he's some gay faggot dude who like, bro, Gleb can't even play 3D games because he has such bad fucking vertigo that he's like, his brain is so fucking fucked, he can't perceive, like, real-time fucking in pixels and shit. That he can't see something coming at him. And, like, he's telling me what I can or can't do because, like, I made myself come off as some sloppy, careless person because I had no respect for his work. But it was because I wasn't feeling embridled and enthused in the life that they were giving me, minimum pay for fucking minimum bullshit and maximum fucking risk on all of my...
Yeah, this has been a great conversation, but I, like, have to take a shower and do some stuff.
That's fine. Damn, you don't talk for, like, that much longer. I guess you have really packed schedules now.
Dude, life is fucking crazy, dude.
Now you talk like Tri, that's what he would say. Yeah, now I know you're, like, Tri, like, talk to me as a friend since you call during the daytime. It's pretty fun. I can't believe you broke up with your girl. So you just trade stocks now. Well, you're seeing Corey.
I guess. Yeah, sooner or later.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's
creepy.
Good. All right, I'll talk to you later. My life's busy. It's all fucking crazy. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Seems stressful. Bye.
It is. Peace.
Good luck. Oh, okay. You're going to need it.